I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Photography documents the world around us. But by their choice of subjects and how to shoot them, photographers are also sharing with viewers their individual perspectives on the world. An exhibit on view now in Albuquerque gives photographers living with mental illness a chance to share their perspectives. Untold Minds was put together by Santa Fe's Compassionate Touch Network. Michelle Herling is the executive director. Michelle, good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
What is the mission of your organization, Michelle?
Compassionate Touch Network was incorporated in 2011. Our primary focus is on mental illness, suicide, and stigma. Because of the stigma of mental illness, so many people do not seek help.
Sharing stories through artistic expression is a way for people with mental illness to perhaps enter the wider community.
Absolutely. It helps to bring them out of the isolation that so many of them live in, self-imposed because of the stigma.
We're talking, in terms of this exhibit, about amateur photographers.
Yes.
Who are being mentored by professional photographers.
Some of the photographers are professional, but some of them just love photography and use it as a hobby.
And what is that process toward an exhibit? How do the mentors work with these amateur photographers?
First, we select the mentors, and this past year we had 10 of them. And then after the mentors are selected, we reach out to find people with mental illness who are interested in learning about photography as well as storytelling. The text that goes along with each photographic piece is just as important as the photograph itself because it helps us to understand what the person who is taking the photograph is reflecting on in terms of the choice they made for that photo.
What about the search for the subjects of the photographs? How are the photographers led to something that might be worthwhile to them as a subject?
They actually make that choice with their mentor. So initially, the mentor and mentee would sit down, have a conversation. The mentee would say, you know, I really love flowers. I would love to go somewhere, but maybe they wouldn't know where to go. And the mentor would do some research with them to figure out where to go. And some of them took over 100 photos.
Is the process of photography itself therapeutic?
I think the act of doing art is therapeutic. I have been amazed by the power the expression of art has created and how connected people feel to the art that they create through their photography. And they feel like they're developing friendships as well as developing skills in photography and in writing and expression. I remember one mentee saying that he went out for a cup of coffee with his mentor, and for him it was just, he thought to himself, this is what people do generally. It's not something he was used to doing.
Michelle Herling leads Santa Fe's Compassionate Touch Network. The nonprofit has produced Untold Minds, an exhibit of photographs by local individuals living with mental illness. It's on view through April 14th in UNM's Zimmerman Library. More from Michelle at kunm.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.